and the arts.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Folly Theater, presenting Unlimited Miles, a Miles Davis tribute group on Sunday, March 29th at 3:30. Combining decades of Davis's music with contemporary jazz showcases the group's futuristic creativity. More at FollyTheater.org.
88 degrees in Lawrence, 92 in Manhattan. It is 4:06. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. We broadcast at 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.7 FM in Emporia. We're always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Peasley Tech in Lawrence, Kansas. The Peasley Promise offers debt-free career training for local high school students and low-income Douglas County residents. Details and donation information at peasleytech.org/peasleypromise.
Thanks so much for tuning in today. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, an update of news headlines. We will talk about Major League Baseball getting underway as San Francisco Giants host the New York Yankees. Dodgers of Los Angeles are favorites to repeat as champions. Battle labor could be on the horizon. Becky Sullivan will tell us all about it. Plus, a conversation with a Bloomberg reporter about her new book, talking about the campaign within the Pentagon to bring AI into combat. Those stories and more still to come. Stay tuned.
Support for KPR comes from the Dole Institute of Politics, hosting historian and author Rick Atkinson at the Dole Lecture, April 13th, 7 p.m. at the Lead Center of Kansas. Tickets required. More at doleinstitute.org.
At the KPR website, you can check up on the latest news and weather, stream our programming on your PC or smartphone, enter CD giveaways, listen to music on demand, see video, and become a member of KPR. Check it out when you have a moment. KansasPublicRadio.org. Mostly clear skies tonight with a low in the lower 60s. Slight chance of showers tomorrow afternoon and much warmer highs up in the lower 90s. It is 4:20 and this is KPR.
Red Hot Chili Peppers. Now he's releasing his first solo album featuring the instrument he fell in love with as a child, jazz trumpet.
I was just like taken over by the Holy Spirit. You talk about like speaking in tongues like people do in churches or whatever.
Flea's new album, Honora, tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. A. Martinez, Steve Inskeep, and Matthew Algio will be your hosts for Morning Edition.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Times, an online news publication with an emphasis on stories that affect residents of Lawrence, Douglas County, and Kansas. Information at lawrencekstimes.com.
Stay tuned. News headlines are coming up next. Very dry out there. Fire weather watches going into effect tomorrow afternoon. I'll tell you more about it in just a couple of minutes. It's 4:30.
$4 on overtime for just 8 days in June. In Portland, a federal ICE facility in the city became a big protest site. And local police say their response times for service calls more than doubled because officers had to be at the building. Local cops were also left physically and emotionally exhausted. Jacqueline Diaz, NPR News.
Stocks rebounded on Wall Street today. This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Kansas lawmakers want to increase pay for some state employees, but at a lower rate than the governor has proposed. KPR Statehouse reporter Zach Boblett explains.
The legislative budget calls for state employees in the executive branch to receive a 1% pay raise, pending approval with some exceptions. Governor Laura Kelly has called for more, a 2.5% pay bump across the board for state workers. Republican Senator Rick Billinger explained the thought process behind the increase.
It's important that we try to give a little to all of our employees rather than try and just get our market deal up.
The governor issued a statement this week saying that state employees, quote, deserve better than table scraps, and that the legislature needs to fund the 2.5% increase. At the Kansas State House, I'm Zach Boblett.
Nuclear energy company Deep Fission says it is committed to drilling test wells and completing a pilot reactor in Parsons. But there are questions about selling power from the reactor. The full scope of the commercial project relies on multiple factors, like regulatory approval and community input. Vince Scheibe is a Labatt County commissioner.
When you start bringing in the real deal, I'm sure there's a lot more hoops to go through for the federal and the state to handle that material safely.
The company told the Kansas News Service that it's continuing to pursue the pilot reactor program. It has a non-binding letter of intent to sell power to the industrial park that houses the project, pending approval. The forecast for northeast and east central Kansas, a fire weather watch tomorrow afternoon all the way through tomorrow evening. Extreme grassland fire danger tomorrow for Brown, Chase, Clay, Cloud, Dickinson, Geary, Greenwood, Jackson, Lyon, Morris, Nemaha, Ottawa, Pottawatomie, Riley, Shawnee, and Waubonsie counties. That includes the cities of Topeka, Emporia, Manhattan, and Abilene. Gusty winds coming out of the west and southwest up to 40 miles per hour. Very warm temperatures tomorrow in some places up to the mid-90s and very low relative humidity. No matter where you are, whether you're within the boundaries of that watch or not, outdoor burning is not recommended. It's dry all throughout the KPR listening area.
Support for NPR comes from the
weekday morning.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence. We're also at 99.5 FM in Manhattan, many other frequencies as well, and always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Coming up in our next half hour, a California jury has found that Meta and Google were to blame for the depression and anxiety of a woman who compulsively used social media as a small child. We'll tell you about that trial. Also, the U.S. and Israel say they have depleted most of Iran's missile arsenal, but its weapons, including controversial cluster munitions, are still challenging even the world's most advanced air defense systems. What is going on? We'll talk about it coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Raven Bookstore in downtown Lawrence, hosting events with authors Shellon David, Nicole Woods, Bill Sheldon, and Karen Miriam Goldberg this March. More information and shopping at ravenbookstore.com.
Mostly clear skies tonight, lows in the lower 60s. Tomorrow, a slight chance of rain in the afternoon, but the big issue is the heat. It's going to get up well into the 90s tomorrow. Tomorrow night, a 60% chance of rain with lows in the lower 40s. It's 88 degrees in Lawrence at 10 minutes before 5.
My voice is not AI. On Morning Edition from NPR News, you will always hear humans reporting stories about other humans for humans like you.
Join us tomorrow morning for Morning Edition, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, 91.3, KANQ Chanute, 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. News headlines are coming your way in approximately 1 minute. We are expecting a low in the lower 60s tonight. It's 88 degrees in Lawrence and it's 5 o'clock. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center and the KU School of Music, presenting KU Jazz Ensemble 1 with guest Ingrid Jensen on trumpet, Thursday, April 2nd, 7:30 p.m. Tickets available at lead.ku.edu.
It's 90 degrees in Lawrence, 94 in Manhattan. It's 5:06. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence. We're also at 89.9 FM in Atchison, lots of other frequencies all around the state as well, and always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, creating options, outcomes, and opportunities for Kansas and the world. Information about KU programs and research is at ku.edu.
Thanks so much for tuning in today. We will have an update of news headlines for you in approximately 12 minutes. In our next half hour, we will talk about RSV shots for babies. This virus can be very, very dangerous. The vaccines have been proven safe and effective, but the Trump administration has launched a new investigation of them anyway. That is causing some concern, so we will talk about that. Also, before we get to 6 o'clock, we are going to meet the band Hello Biplane, based in Lawrence. Got a new album coming out this week. Nick Carswell of KPR's 105 Live got the interview. We'll hear part of it coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Pines Garden and Market, now offering landscape design and installation services featuring locally grown plants, trees, and shrubs. Open 7 days a week in North Lawrence. Details at pinesgardenmarket.com/KPR.
Want to remind you that we kick off our spring membership drive on Friday morning. We're going to do that thing where we do an entire day's worth of fundraising in just 90 minutes. Get out of the way. No more pledge breaks the whole rest of the day on Friday. As long as people take advantage of the great dollar-for-dollar match during the Power Breakfast, 7 to 8:30 a.m. on Friday.
PR comes from the station. And...
This is NPR News.
Flea is best known as the bassist in the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Now he's releasing his first solo album featuring the instrument he fell in love with as a child, jazz trumpet.
I was just like taken over by the Holy Spirit. You talk about like speaking in tongues like people do in churches or whatever.
Flea's new album, Honora, on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Tune in tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. Get the very latest national, international, and regional news from A. Martinez, Steve Inskeep, and your local host, Matthew Algio.
Support for KPR comes from Heartland Community Health Center, providing whole person care at one location, including primary care, mental health, and vaccines. Heartland is now accepting new Medicare patients and private insurance. More at heartlandhealth.org.
News headlines are coming up next. It's 5:30.
War and what might be a temporary disruption to the global oil market. The survey of oil executives also found that petroleum workers are putting in more hours while overall employment remains basically flat. Asked to assess where the price of oil would be at year's end, responses ranged from $50 to $135 per barrel.
You're listening to NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Kansas lawmakers want to increase pay for some state employees, but at a lower rate than the governor has proposed. KPR Statehouse reporter Zach Boblett explains.
The legislative budget calls for state employees in the executive branch to receive a 1% pay raise, pending approval with some exceptions. Governor Laura Kelly has called for more, a 2.5% pay bump across the board for state workers. Republican Senator Rick Billinger explained the thought process behind the increase.
It's important that we try to give a little to all of our employees rather than trying to just get our market deal up.
The governor issued a statement this week saying that state employees, quote, deserve better than table scraps, and that the legislature needs to fund the 2.5% increase. At the Kansas State House, I'm Zach Boblett.
Nuclear energy company Deep Fission says it is committed to drilling test wells and completing a pilot reactor in Parsons, Kansas, but there are questions about selling power from the reactor. The full scope of the commercial project relies on multiple factors, like regulatory approval and community input. Vince Scheibe is a Labette County commissioner.
When you start bringing in the real deal, I'm sure there's a lot more hoops to go through for the federal and the state to handle that. material safely.
The company told the Kansas News Service that it's continuing to pursue the pilot reactor program. It has a non-binding letter of intent to sell power to the industrial park that houses the project, depending on approval. The University of Kansas Cancer Center is hoping to reduce geographic barriers to cancer screenings by retrofitting a bus to serve as a mobile clinic for rural communities. The 42-foot-long bus, known as Hope on Wheels, is now equipped with an exam space, a screening and dressing area, a bathroom, and a medical refrigerator. Cancer Center Director Roy Jensen says KU medical professionals will be offering free screening events at each stop.
We have to serve our entire catchment area, and that area is over 92,000 square miles. It's the entire state of Kansas, and it's kind of the western third of Missouri.
Jensen says part of the effort is also informative, since staff will provide patients with materials on the importance of regular cancer screenings. A fire weather watch going into effect tomorrow afternoon through tomorrow evening. Extreme grassland fire danger for Brown, Chase, Clay, Cloud, Dickinson, Geary, Greenwood, Jackson, Lyon, Morris, Nemaha, Ottawa, Pottawatomie, Riley, Shawnee, and Wabansee counties. No matter where you are in the KPR listening area, however, it's very dry. Use a lot of caution with burning materials. It's 5:35.
It's All Things Considered from...
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. It's difficult to balance a music career with the responsibilities of parenthood, but that's what one Lawrence couple has been trying to do, and now these two musicians who front the band Hello Biplane are releasing a new album. Nick Carswell, the host of KPR's 105 Live, has their story.
So I have to keep going and you'll reap the benefits.
I don't want to spoil and people need to listen to the record, but do you explain how to hold a book?
I don't. It's actually not even a question. Lyrically, it's then you watch them learn how to take a turn, how to hold a bug.
And children will hold bugs in different ways depending on how old they are and just who they are as a person. Some people will flinch from it, and some will love, you know, bugs crawling over their skin.
Amazing.
Like our daughter.
For Kansas Public Radio, I'm Nick Carswell.
Hello Biplane's new album is called How to Hold a Bug. It's available on streaming services beginning Friday. An album release concert will be held at the Bottleneck in Lawrence on Saturday. For a sneak peek of the new music from Hello Biplane, visit kansaspublicradio.org, or you can tune in to this weekend's 105 Live, which you can hear Saturday at 5 p.m. on KPR. From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence. Also at 90.3 FM in Chanute. We're always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org. Stay tuned. Lots more All Things Considered coming right up.
Support for KPR comes from Friends of the Press. Contributions to this program help sustain University Press of Kansas Publishing, including books on history, law, politics, and regional studies. More information at kansaspress.ku.edu.
It's 10 minutes before 6.
Insurance, with its Name Your Price tool, a way to see coverage options based on a driver's budget. Learn more at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. Price and coverage match limited by state law. This is NPR.
With Morning Edition from NPR News, you don't have to wonder where your information is coming from, because we tell you. Get your news straight from the source every weekday.
You can hear Morning Edition tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210CR Atchison 89.9, K258BT Manhattan 99.5, and at kansaspublicradio.org. Another hour of All Things Considered coming right up. We start things off with news headlines. It's 6 o'clock. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Cromwell Solar. Since 1982, installing backup power such as automatic standby generators and backup battery systems for businesses and homes that can be used during storm season. More at cromwellsolar.com.
It's 91 degrees in Lawrence, 89 in Emporia. It is 6:06.
NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, also at 91.3 FM in Junction City, and many other frequencies all around the state. You can always listen online at kansaspublicradio.org, and of course through our app. We have a version for iOS and a version for Android. Thanks for joining us this evening. Coming up, we'll get you an update of news headlines in approximately 12 minutes. Then we're going to tell you about baseball's opening night. San Francisco Giants hosting the New York Yankees. We will also learn why drought seems to increase antibiotic resistance. That's not good news. We'll tell you about it coming up on KPR.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on the First Judicial District CASA Association in Leavenworth, providing a safe, child-focused environment for forensic interviews and coordinated services during abuse investigations. Details at casalvks.org.
A fire weather watch goes into effect tomorrow afternoon through tomorrow evening. Extreme grassland fire danger for a wide swath of the KPR listening area. Wouldn't be shocked to see this expand to include the entire KPR listening area, but as of right now, it includes Emporia, Topeka, Manhattan, and Abilene due to gusty winds coming out of the west and southwest, gusting up to 40 miles per hour, and very warm temperatures up to the mid-90s.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Times, an online news publication covering Lawrence and Douglas counties since 2021, with a goal of maintaining open news access for all. News and more at lawrencekstimes.com.
It's 92 degrees in Topeka. It is 6:20.
Flea is best known as the bassist in the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Now he's releasing his first solo album featuring the instrument he fell in love with as a child, jazz trumpet.
I was just like taken over by the Holy Spirit. You talk about like speaking in tongues like people do in churches or whatever.
Flea's new album, Honora, tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning, beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations. Morning Edition is what you will hear. A. Martinez, Steve Inskeep, and Matthew Algio will be your hosts.
Support for KPR comes from Trinity Lutheran Church, presenting a Good Friday Tenebrae service of darkness before the dawn of Easter. All are welcome April 3rd at 7 p.m., 1245 New Hampshire Street in Lawrence. More at tlclawrence.org.
News headlines are coming up next. It's 91 degrees in Lawrence, and it's 6:30.
This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Kansas lawmakers want to increase pay for some state employees, but at a lower rate than the governor has proposed. KPR State House reporter Zach Boblett explains.
The budget calls for state employees in the executive branch to receive a 1% pay raise, pending approval with some exceptions. Governor Laura Kelly has called for more, a 2.5% pay bump across the board for state workers. Republican Senator Rick Billinger explained the thought process behind the increase.
It's important that we try to give a little to all of our employees rather than trying to just get our market deal up.
The governor issued a statement this week saying that state employees, quote, deserve better than table scraps, and that the legislature needs to fund the 2.5% increase. At the Kansas State House, I'm Zach Boblett.
Nuclear energy company Deep Fission says it is committed to drilling test wells and completing a pilot reactor in Parsons, Kansas. But there are questions about selling power from the reactor. The full scope of the commercial project relies on multiple factors, like regulatory approval and community input. Vince Scheibe is a LeBec County commissioner.
When you start bringing in the real deal, I'm sure there's a lot more hoops to go through for the federal and the state to handle that material safely.
The company told the Kansas News Service that it is continuing to pursue the pilot reactor program. It has a non-binding letter of intent to sell power to the industrial park that houses the project, pending approval. The University of Kansas Cancer Center hopes to reduce geographic barriers to cancer screening by retrofitting a bus to serve as a mobile clinic for rural communities. The 42-foot-long bus, which is known as Hope on Wheels, is now equipped with an exam space, a screening and dressing area, a bathroom, and a medical refrigerator. Cancer Center Director Roy Jensen says KU medical professionals will offer free screening events at each stop.
We have to serve our entire catchment area, and that area is over 92,000 square miles. It's the entire state of Kansas, and it's kind of the western third of Missouri.
Jensen says part of the effort is also informative, since staff will provide patients with materials on the importance of regular cancer screenings. A fire weather watch goes into effect Thursday afternoon and runs through Thursday evening. Extreme grassland fire danger for much of the KPR listening area, including Topeka, Emporia, Manhattan, and Abilene. Gusty winds coming out of the west and southwest up to 40 miles per hour and warm temperatures up to the mid-90s. This is KPR.
It's All Things Considered from NPR.
Weekday morning from NPR News.
You can hear Morning Edition tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. Matthew Algio is your local host.
Support for KPR comes from Maselli's, preparing heat and eat breakfast, lunch, and dinner items for drive-thru pickup Wednesday afternoons. Gluten-free, vegetarian, and dairy-free options available. New menus weekly and online ordering at Maselli'sOnline.com.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, also at 89.7 FM in Emporia. We have many frequencies thanks to the generous gifts of listeners just like you, allowing us to reach much of the state and, frankly, the whole world online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Riverette Print and Skate, a source for custom promotional products such as T-shirts, stickers, and more. Available to discuss print projects at its North Lawrence location. Quotes online at riverettks.com.
We have a little more All Things Considered still to come. If you're joining us on KPR One stations at 7 o'clock, we have an update of news headlines, followed by Stardate, then 2 hours of classical music. I think Jake Armbrister is your... No, it's Jake Armerding. So many Jakes. It's Jake Armerding tonight. Then, if you are joining us on KPR2, stick around at 7 o'clock for the Moth Radio Hour. It's 10 minutes before 7.
At Morning Edition from NPR News, we don't just tell you what's happening, we tell you why. Listen for the latest developments on the biggest breaking news stories every weekday.
You can hear Morning Edition from 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. Tomorrow, your local host is Matthew Algio. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, 91.3. KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the LEAD Center and KU's Office of Sovereign Partnerships and Indigenous Initiatives, presenting the annual KU Powwow and Indigenous Cultures Festival, April 11th, 10:30 a.m. Details at powwow.ku.edu.
Up next, we have news headlines, followed by Stardate, then 2 hours of classical music. Starting at 9 o'clock, we shift over to jazz.
Support for KPR comes from Green Lady Lounge, featuring Kansas City jazz music, cocktails, wine, and beer. Live Kansas City jazz 365 days a year till 3 a.m. Information at greenladylounge.com.
KPR's spring membership drive kicks off on Friday morning. You can help us get off to a strong start during what we call our power breakfast. Your pledge is doubled, matched dollar for dollar for 90 minutes on Friday morning, 7 to 8:30 a.m. Call or click in, make your pledge, help us take care of the fundraising all in 90 minutes, and that's all you'll hear of the fundraising for the day. It's always a good time. It is 90 degrees in Lawrence, and it's 7:01.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Ryland Barton. Thousands of paratroopers from the 82nd Airborne Division are expected to deploy in the coming days to the Middle East. There's no detail on what their role will be in the Iran war, but as NPR's Tom Bowman explains, there's speculation that they could be used to seize a key island or take Iranian territory on the mainland.
The idea seems to be if you take, let's say, Karg Island, it would shut off the Iranian oil, further cripple its economy, and put more pressure on the regime to negotiate. You could also take even more territory from Iran on the mainland, setting up the option of providing naval escorts for oil tankers through the Strait of Hormuz. Of course, now the Iranians have closed the strait to almost all shipping. That effort for the U.S. to take control of the strait would require a massive effort of aircraft, minesweepers, and also destroyers to do that job.
NPR's Tom Bowman reporting. The Justice Department is settling lawsuits that allege the Biden administration pressured social media companies to suppress speech. NPR's Carrie Johnson reports the cases had once reached the U.S. Supreme Court.
The settlement would resolve allegations by Missouri and Louisiana that Biden-led agencies tried to shut down speech about the pandemic and the 2020 election. Conservatives argued they'd been deplatformed by major social media sites for taking unpopular views. The cases hinged on bitter divides over misinformation, disinformation, and censorship. The new agreement would bar the Surgeon General, the CDC, and the Cybersecurity Agency from threatening social media companies to take down posts or face punishment. Attorney General Pam Bondi says the deals are, quote, key steps in undoing abuses of the First Amendment, especially against conservative media. The settlements still require judicial approval. Carrie Johnson, NPR News, Washington.
The White House is poised to miss a deadline for naming a new leader at the nation's top public health agency. NPR's Ping Huang reports that leaves the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention in an unusual position.
Wednesday marks 210 days since the last CDC director was fired. According to the Federal Vacancies Act, that's a limit for how long the role can be filled in an acting capacity by temps. The Vacancies Act is intended to prevent a president from circumventing the Senate confirmation process. Starting Thursday, the CDC's interim leader, Dr. Jay Bhattacharya, will no longer be the official acting director. But at a CDC all-staff meeting, he said he would continue acting in the capacity as director. A spokesperson for the Department of Health and Human Services says Bhattacharya will continue to perform the delegable duties of the CDC director while the health secretary evaluates candidates for the permanent CDC role. Ping Huang, NPR News.
The NBA's Board of Governors approved a plan today that brings the league one step closer to adding teams in Las Vegas and Seattle. U.S. stocks largely closed up today. This is NPR News from Washington.
Stardate March 25th. Jupiter is the big boy of the solar system. It's more than twice the mass of all the other planets combined. In many other star systems, though, Jupiter wouldn't seem quite so impressive. Astronomers have discovered hundreds of planets that are heavier than Jupiter, up to 80 times Jupiter's mass. Astronomers aren't sure how such monster planets get to be so heavy, but they have a couple of main ideas. One says they grow from the mergers of smaller planets. The other says it depends on the environment in which a planet is born. Almost all planets take shape in disks of gas and dust around infant stars. The more material there is in the disk, the more there is for making planets. But there's a limit on how massive a planet can become. Anything more than about 30 times the mass of Jupiter might become a brown dwarf, an intermediate step between planets and stars. And at more than 80 times Jupiter's mass, it becomes a true star. The heavy planets don't get much bigger than Jupiter, no matter how massive they are. As an object gains mass, its gravity gets stronger. That squeezes it tighter, making it more compact. So while these super-Jupiter planets might outweigh Jupiter, they'd look a lot like the big boy of the solar system. Look for Jupiter near the moon tonight. It looks like a brilliant star, so you can't miss it. The twin stars of Gemini are close by, and we'll have more about that tomorrow. And we have more sky watching tips and much more about the cosmos in Stardate magazine. Details at stardate.org. I'm Billy Henry.
Hi, I'm Jake Armerding. Glad to be listening to music with you. The opera Carmen, classic case of it's just so crazy, it just might work. Except more accurately, it was more like, this is way too crazy to work, this is not going to work, it's going to fall flat on its face. That's what everyone was saying. The scene during rehearsals was kind of like a family trip. Everything was going wrong, everybody was complaining about everybody else, blaming everybody else. And then came the premiere. It was magnificent. You know what they say about the rest? It was history. The Habanera, from the opera Carmen. The formal title of that piece is Love is a Rebellious Bird, often just called the Habanera, which, as of course you know, means music from Havana, Cuba. Also, that piece was a little bit by a Spanish composer named Sebastián Heredia. Bizet thought he was adapting a folk song when it was actually a piece that Heredia wrote, so Georges Bizet stole it, but he didn't know he was stealing it, which, you know, does change things a little bit. Also, he made a point of putting a note in the score after he discovered that. I don't know if it actually said, I stole this piece from Radier. But it could have been that. Here's music from French composer Darius Milhaud, about a king who liked to take walks in the sun. or since it is a French piece, probably, let's say, take promenades in the sun. It's the chimney of King Rene.